Kit Simons obviously left Fulham at the weekend. Are you sad for him? Because obviously you've been working with him very closely.
Absolutely. I've been there six weeks. And as an advisor, you know, Kit asked me to come in because he'd been a manager a year. You know, his first job, been a manager at Fulham. And he had the grey hairs, but he hadn't earned them. And I was just there as an advisory basis. Didn't have any input into team selection or recruitment, but just obviously certain situations arise, and you know, to offer him advice. And it was up to Kit if he wanted to take it, and you know, he just needed someone to bounce things off of. And the disappointing thing is that I think that when he took over a year ago, the team now is totally unrecognisable from the team that he took over, and a lot stronger. And the galling thing is that it was, you know, he went on Sunday, but it was a bad defeat to Birmingham at home. But if we'd have won it on Saturday, it would have been 2 points off the playoffs. You know, and you look back at that, and you know, feel very disappointed about it. And I know he is. But, you know, that's the nature of the beast at the moment. We've seen three managers go last week. And I think that when you start looking at the average lifespan of a championship manager now, I think I'm right that 17 managers left the club, left the championship last year, and we had three going a week. So the average lifespan of a manager, I think, is something like 8 months. You know, so it's very, very difficult to work under them conditions. And you know, as I say, Kit lasted a year. Chris Ramsey was less. You know, you look at Tim Sherwood, was less. I know that's the Premier League, but that's the pressures that the managers are working under now.
There were reports that you took training on Monday, the Fulham training. How true or false was that?
No. What happened was, obviously, it all happened on Sunday. The players came in, and obviously the two coaches that Kit was working with, who he upgraded when he took the job, Mark Bembridge and Sean Reid, you know, they've been taking all the coaching. So we just got the players in, and Mike Rigg, the head of football, you know, explain what had happened and what's going to happen. Obviously, we've got the international break now. So the club's looking to bring someone in, and we'll have to see what happens in the next 10 days.
Is it a position you're interested in?
Well, I think that, you know, lots of people have been saying that. Obviously, I'm there, but that's up to the club. They know I'm there. You know, I've just been saying that, you know, I've won two promotions. I've been beating the playoffs before, but you know, it's up to other people.
Would you be applying though, Alan?
Well, I don't think it's a question of that. I think I'm, you know, as I'm perhaps already there, I've seen what the club want to do. I think that football now, with so many changes in the managerial situation, that the chairman really have to sit down and think of what sort of manager they want. What's the job description? You know, is it a young one? Is it a coach? Is it tracksuit manager? Is it a bit of both? Is it someone who's experienced in the championship, someone who is not experienced in the championship? You know, I think that's down to the owners of football clubs now to decide what route they want to go down. But the difficulty is, as I said earlier, when a manager is working under this short-termism, if you like, it's very, very difficult. And, you know, when I was at Charlton and we had David Moyes at Everton, and obviously Arsene Wenger at Arsenal and Fergie up at Man U, you know, when there is longevity, for Sam Allardyce at Bolton, if you like, you know, when there is a longevity there, you know, the manager earns the right to think short-term and long-term. I just get the feeling that managers now are just thinking short-term. So I don't think that's entirely good for the football club, that, you know, that they're thinking short-term because they need to get them results. And, you know, does that go against perhaps introducing young players and you know, trying to bring people through, and which is better for the club? But, you know, it's very, very difficult now managing.
Is it an attractive position for you, though? And this club, is this club quite attractive to you as well?
As I say, I think that where the club's sitting, as I say, just off the playoffs, if you like. Obviously, got to put a few runs together a few wins together for that to happen. But obviously, it is an attractive club. I mean, I'm sure there's going to be lots of people that are going to be applying for the Fulham job and the QPR job. And, you know, both clubs are sitting in mid-table, both been Premier League clubs. So we'll have to see what route they all take. But as I say, I'm just going to get along with it and see what happens in the next 10 days, because I think that the games come thick and fast after this international break, and someone's got to be in place, I think, for by the time the club play MK Dons.
What do you think the club can realistically do this year? Do you think, you know, the playoffs are still within the grasp?
I think you know, the top two at the moment, 30-odd points, that's a big haul to catch them. But, you know, there's an opportunity, I think, as I said earlier, that perhaps one club will fall out of the playoffs and there might be a couple of spaces there. We'll have to see. But you've got to get the results. And as I say, that's why it was such a galling situation at the weekend for Fulham, because that was an opportunity, I think, and we knew it, that if we could have beaten Birmingham, we'd have gone two points behind Birmingham, who were sitting six.